Welcome everyone to Anime Talk. I am Joe. We thank you for joining us again tonight. I have two great guests. We plan to hit the hard topics and have some fun. As always, it's me, your host. I write for We Remember Love. You can find me on Twitter, and you can either, for questions to our guests, you can either send me a message on Twitter, hashtag it with Joe's Anime Talk, or you can post it in the social stream on the right-hand side of the video. So don't be afraid to ask our guests whatever you'd like. We'll see if we can pin them down tonight. But my first guest is a returner, Aeroblip. Go ahead.
Hey, everyone. My name's Aeroblip. I work on Kibo's site, Deus Ex Machina. I occasionally, once in a blue moon, write posts, but I'm mainly known as the executive producer for the Friday Anime Podcast.
Great. Thanks, Aeroblip. Like I said, he's a returner, so you guys can hit him hard. He knows what's coming. My next guest is actually a new one this week. Draggle, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Draggle. I write for the very creatively named Draggle's Anime Blog. You can find me on Twitter at Draggle-kun. My avatar is not Patrick. It's Hoshimaru, in case you're wondering. And thanks for having me today.
Not a problem. Thanks for joining us. And Draggle is probably most famous for recently for his Queen's Blade posts that seem to draw a lot of unique viewers and dialogue.
Yes.
But anyways, let's get to our first topic tonight, guys. So usually people talk a lot about what they like in an anime, and then on the converse side, you get a lot of people who talk about what they don't like. So what aspects of anime, either tropes, memes, whatever, or maybe something in particular, do you guys least like about anime? Draggle, you're our new guest this week. Why don't you start off?
Okay, so I guess there's the obvious things, which a lot of people probably dislike, all the dumb Japanese fetishes, like nekomimi, skull swimsuits, incest, running around the corner and hitting a girl with toast in her mouth, walking on people in the shower. But I think, in general, one of the things that annoys me more about anime is just that it tends to be too happy. We have all these shows with girls smiling and drinking tea, or girls smiling and doing nothing, like the bread show, whatever that was called, or Shukufuku no Campanella, or Aria. And I think part of it is that lots of shows seem to have like the same setting. They have all these girls in high school who are spoiled and have lots of money. And this is kind of why I like fantasy shows, that get rid of the happy parts and show a bit of the darker side. Like Higurashi. And that kind of show, I like how there's like this contrast between they have this happy school life and then at night they go around and murder people. So that's one thing I dislike. Just there's this, it tends to be the same setting where people go to high school, they smile, talk to each other, and there's no real point sometimes.
So you're saying you didn't enjoy the K-On! Movie then?
I haven't seen it yet. I mean, I like K-On! Some of that stuff is okay, but it's kind of lacking when that's like all you have. When you have like five shows about a harem per season, a few shows about happy girls. I like more stuff more on the darker side, and sometimes anime doesn't provide that as much.
So you're more like, so you're talking things like Darker Than Black, or maybe Durarara, or maybe something
a
even
bit.
Darker like Death Note.
Yeah, a bit. But this particular ones you mentioned actually get to another thing I dislike about anime, which is shonen battling shows. I mean, Darker Than Black isn't entirely like that, and neither is Dara. They both have different things, but at their root, they're kind of like, okay, we'll fight this one enemy, then we beat him, then we'll fight another enemy. And I mean, I know those two aren't the worst offenders by far, but that sort of bothers me.
I gotcha. Aeroblip, what about you? What aspect of anime do you like the least?
I would have to go with the really bland male characters, or main characters in general. So, like, I mean, they all look the same. No matter if you're looking at a shonen show, a shoujo, like, there's always that one guy who looks kind of white with the black hair that goes slightly above his eyes and messy. It's, they all look the same. And sometimes they all act the same. And you can have a show that actually has a decent premise or even, like, really interesting side characters, but if the main character can't carry the show, that's usually what turns me off.
So
and it also works... Oh, sorry.
I'll say, so MC Kun is not your friend.
I don't like MC Kun. Yeah. Like, I need the main character to actually lead the show, because it's they're the ones who, like, set the tone and exactly, like, what can I expect out of the show. So, like, even... But it works in the opposite as well. Take, for example, this currently airing show, like, what is that called? It's about something I can't be perverted anymore, or something like that. But the guy who voices him is the same guy who voices Kama from The World God Only Knows. So he's really hyperactive, and he's just really intense, and he's just so over the top where it's to the point where I don't care exactly about the premise. Like, yeah, there's tits, and there's plot, so to speak. But, you know, it's the way the character acts and how he just goes about these situations that just makes it amusing. I mean, that show is autism, but, you know, the point is that, like, there's something interesting, and it usually has to be the main character.
And I think the dovetail on what you're saying, I hate the fact that the hottest girl in the school goes for MC Coop. Like, seriously, bland kids in real life never get anything. And yet, there's always this really hot girl that's chasing down the blandest male character in the show. Every time. On these little, you know what I mean? In that genre of show. And it's just like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, honestly, not even his childhood friend is probably going to give him the time of day. Yet you have the hottest girl in the school chasing him. It's like, you know? I think, and going on that, childhood friend is definitely another one I find annoying. Because MC Kun, there's all those little things, a lot of these little aspects that revolve around that. You know, the hot girl chasing him and falling on him in embarrassing situations. The childhood friend that likes him but is too sundry to express. You know what I mean? Lots of annoying things revolve around the main character. Just, give me something where they're out of high school. Let's focus on something a little different. But yeah.
You would hate Excel World then.
I'm watching Excel World. It's very, I don't know. I don't know why I watch it. I guess it's just my shonen fix for the week, you know?
I mean, it's not, it's okay.
Yeah, it is. And we can go into how that show and Sword Art Online and that show were written by the same guy, and we can go into that at some point, but that's not the topic for tonight. But yeah, definitely main character is definitely the one. I guess you could revolve so many annoyances around that one focal point.
Yeah. I guess just to reiterate, Cordova Zombie Desuka, that show is all about, like, TV tropes. But because, like, the main character is so enthusiastic and over the top, it just works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're gonna play it to the hilt and do it in a satirical way, then, you know, that's one thing. But if you're playing it like you would any, like, normal, playing MC off normally, it's when it's just kind of aggravating and crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of reminds me of, like, Guilty Crown, where the main character is generic to such an extent that it becomes funny.
Oh, yeah. Guilty Crown revolved around funniness. Just having him, yeah. That's okay, you didn't die, you're back this week. But yeah, Guilty Crown, which reminds me, OVA is out for those who haven't seen it yet. I need to watch that this week. But getting on to our next topic for tonight, guys. Do you think this season kind of brings this question up, you know, with Joshiraku and some other anime. Is it easier to have a good drama in anime or good comedy? And we don't necessarily need to say this maybe in a Western sense, but as an audience, a generic audience, is it easier? Do you think it's easier to have a good drama in anime or a good comedy? Arablip, why don't you voice your thoughts?
Ooh. To be honest, it depends on exactly what the show is trying to do. Take it from a comedy perspective, right? Let's say there's a comedy show. I feel like there's two routes you can go. You can go the sitcom route, or say a show like Working, where it's basically at the characters and how they're reacting. Or you can do the Bimbo Ganiga route, which is very slapstick and in-your-face yelling and screaming all the time. One requires a little more wit than the other. So in some sense, it's probably easier to make a good comedy. I'm not a writer, but to be honest, like, I guess my life has some funny moments, so if I can take that and throw it in here, that's situational comedy, it might work, you know? But as far as making a good drama, I'd say that was actually much more difficult to do, because it's comedy in its sense can be like a one-time instance. Like, it can just be like maybe for like a few seconds or a scene. But for a drama, that's something that kind of needs to build up over time, which is dependent on the characters, the plot, the atmosphere itself. It's just, if you want to get like something emotional, like if you want to make something emotional, something that affects the audience, you have to put a lot more into it as well. It's going to be essentially much more than the sum of its parts. And so, yeah, a comedy is probably easier to make, but it depends on how far you want to go with that comedy.
So would you say Joshiraku does well with that, or fails at that?
Joshiraku does well because it knows its audience. It's specifically, I mean, it's a show that's designed for, you know, those in the, who know the Japanese culture. So it may not work necessarily with you or with me. I mean, I think it's okay. But it may not work for us Westerners, but at the same time, if you consider how they're aiming it towards, like, the otaku fan base or towards just Japanese people in general, then you could consider it a good comedy.
Okay.
It's not one that, I guess, yeah, essentially you just have to look at the objective of it.
Okay. Dragle, what do you think?
So I think it's easier to have a bad drama, but it's harder to have a good comedy. So I can, off the top of my head, I can only think of, like, a few comedies that I really think were great, like Nichijou and Welcome to the NHK, as Flamu mentioned. But there's a lot of, like, comedies which are good but not great, like Koiwa Zombie Deska, which we were talking about earlier. But for drama, there are so many bad dramas, like... pretty much most harem shows, I forget what it's called, but like all the ones where they have bright hair colors and you can't distinguish them by that, and the main character like has a childhood friend, blah, 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 you know the rest. And so for a drama, it's easier to be really terrible, but it's also easier to be good, I think. But for comedy, it's really easy to be just middle of the road. Other really good comedy I was thinking of was Fumofu. That show's hilarious.
So you can reach some good middle ground in a comedy, but you either succeed or fail in a drama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With dramas, it's like a high-risk, high-reward system.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Comedies is a lot easier to be middle of the road.
I gotcha. So then, I'm trying to phrase this question correctly. So then, give an example then where you've got some middle of the road ones where they weren't great, they weren't terrible, but they just kind of floated through.
All right, middle of the road dramas or comedies?
Oh, comedy, sorry, middle of the road comedy.
Okay.
Like Yuri, I find it funny, but not hilarious. Koiwa Zombie Deska, Joshiraku. Although I don't really appreciate that as much since I don't know Japanese. Mm-hmm.
So if those are middle of the ground, what's a really good comedy then?
Full Metal Panic Fumofu I thought was excellent.
Nichi Bros.
Also Milky Homes. Hilarious show.
So would you consider Polar Bear Cafe middle ground or good?
I would consider that middle ground, but on the border of better.
Okay. I'm trying to see how your scale floats out. So
I don't think it's like the greatest comedy ever, but it's funny.
Okay. I'm trying to think of some. I don't watch a lot of comedy shows. I think for a couple of reasons. One, like Aeroblit mentioned, if it's oriented towards the Japanese audience, I don't understand the context. So for me, it's harder to get in. I think it's harder to get into comedies than it is for drama, because drama is pretty universal in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can understand a drama regardless pretty easily because of the cultural, what do you call it, cultural markers are pretty easy to pick up. But in comedy, if it's very contextual, I think I'm opposite from you, Drake. I think it either succeeds or doesn't succeed more quickly than drama does. simply because if the comedy is too contextual, too focused, because from a Western perspective, it'll fall off quick. But if it's not like something like the perverted student council, what was that?
Oh, Setsukai.
Yes.
Rakumen Domo, or something like that?
Yes.
Yes, Setsukai.
Those jokes are universal no matter what you're thinking. So, I don't know. I guess I'm a little opposite from Dregel on that, but I understand where he's coming from. I think both teeter very quickly depending on how focused and contextual they get.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty true.
So then on to our next topic for tonight, and something that came up recently based on some of these dramas that are being watched. Is there a topic, situation, human condition, whatever you want to refer to it as, that shouldn't be touched, that shouldn't be explored, or shouldn't be broadcast, however you want to put that, in an anime? Is there anything that is just taboo that should not be done? For example, I think there was some drama last week where a character, in order to solve her near rape, was allowed to kick a guy in the nuts.
No, it was the opposite. She got kicked in the nuts.
She got kicked in the nuts, but because they were swapped bodies, he got kicked in the nuts. Body swapping thrown in there. And so there was a lot of thing about, well, you can't solve misogynism, or that anti-male was just doing that, and you can't blow off rape with a nut kick. You know what I mean? There was this whole cycle of Twitter drama over that. So, you know, Dregel, what do you think? Is there a topic you just shouldn't touch?
So let me mention the Kikoro Connect thing you were talking about first.
Okay.
So, like, a few days after the whole Twitter drama, I came across this article by this woman who was raped. And it was interesting because it wasn't what I expected. What she said was, oh, it didn't affect her at all. It wasn't the worst thing that ever happened to her at all. And that she was actually... thought it was misogynistic to think that a woman could be ruined by someone sticking his penis in her. So, I mean, I think in Yui's case, it was completely ridiculous to believe that she would get over it so easily, since she was obviously very, very traumatized. But I wonder if we're elevating grape to... We're
making a molehill have an anthill?
No, because I mean it's definitely a terrible thing for many people, but we're trying to like enforce this one size fits all thing that rape is the worst thing that can happen to a woman. It's like just as bad as murder. And for some cases they may not believe that's true. I don't know. I'm not really sure what to think about it. But back to the actual question about is there a situation that shouldn't be touched in anime? I don't think so. I think that if there's some terrible idea that it should be exposed in anime or on television, and we should talk about it and we should renounce it. Now there are things I think shouldn't be shown in anime just because I prefer not to see them. Like if you guys are watching Aesthetica, I don't really want to see little girls piss their pants. But maybe that's just me. I don't think there's any ethical reason not to share that, just reasons of taste.
Wait, what show? Someone was pissing their pants?
Yeah, something Aesthetica. It's like some fantasy show where girls piss their pants. If you're not watching it, you're not missing anything.
Is that the one where the guy comes back from the alternate world?
Yeah.
I watched the first two episodes of that, and that's one of those ones where there's too much ridiculousness to be continue watching, but... You know, speaking of things that shouldn't be touched, there was the one show, I'm going to say it, it's the one where the girl can maintain her youth through a certain male fluid.
Oh, is Kibo's first show?
Yes. To be honest, any show that involves a underage girl in some... In that case, the girl is what, supposed to be 12 or something stupid? Something really young?
I don't know.
It involves a a sexual act such as that is definitely something that should not be, I don't know, even if it's for comedy reasons, that's just something that for me is a turnoff. It's kind of almost gross. I don't know how it's, I don't know, having two daughters changes my perspective of some of that stuff. So it's really hard for me to accept a premise like that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess as a bachelor, you know, I don't still deal with kids, thank God. To be honest, I don't think that there's ever should be a line drawn for, I guess, a topic that an anime could cover. I mean, for all I care, like, if someone wants to make a Japanese anime about, like, the non-games, like, by all means, they can do it. Whether I'm going to watch it's a different show. But, like, I think it's more important to consider exactly what the show is trying to do with the topic than whether the topic should be touched or not. I know this isn't really anime, but it's kind of within our community. Katawa Shoujo, for example, it was, you know, a fan-made, or I guess, essentially a fan-made visual novel, and the point was is that, like, all the girls had some kind of disability. I mean, one was blind, one didn't have legs, but it was handled, for the most part, the back quotes, mostly, it was handled in a fairly mature sense. I mean, of course, you know, there's the sex scenes, and then, you know, there's the overreactions, all the drama, and whatever. But it wasn't not tasteful, I should say.
Okay.
So, you know, so, like, if a show wants, or if a studio wants to make something that's completely just, like, controversial, by all means, I'll let them do it. But at the same time, by being controversial, it can also be tasteful. So, I mean, like, I guess Penguin Drum, for an example, like, what, like, it was about, like, the 95 sarin gas bomb, right? I believe that's what it was?
There's some references to that, yes.
Yeah, so there's reference to it, but at the same time, like, you know, it wasn't like, oh, boo-hoo, like, we objectify this, or boo-hoo, this was, like, an atrocity. It was just more focused on, like, those who were related to the incident. But it wasn't about the incident, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So, you know, all's fair enough. That's what I think.
I guess that's true, because in a lot of anime, you do have murder, you have theft. I mean, you violate pretty much any of the Ten Commandments, so to speak, at any given day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, it's, I guess when you put it, yeah, no content, I guess no content should be off. I can agree with that point. No content should be off the plate, but every content should be approached with, the more sensitive the content, the more careful the approach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, if you want it to be approved, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, again, like, as going back to my previous statement, like, if some Japanese studio made, like, an anime about, like, the rape in Nanjing, but they were said, instead of doing it from, like, an historical perspective, they focus more on, like, this is why Japan is better than China, then, like, by all means, I'll let them do it. Like, I don't think that they should be stopped for doing it, but at the same time, like, just because, like, I don't necessarily agree with what they're trying to say, I won't stop them from doing it. I won't watch it, but I won't stop them from doing it.
See, so I actually really like the racist shows.
It
gives you a perspective on racism from the Japanese people, and, like, we have our own issues with racism here, but when it's the Japanese and they're, like, beating the Koreans and the Italians in some giant mecha, it's just so ridiculous that you can't help but laugh at it and realize how ridiculous racism is.
Yeah.
So to kind of expand on that, is there any series that offended you with its objectionable content?
Gundam 00. It's because it's basically like supporting ethnic cleansing. There's like the new types that aren't bound to the ground, and everyone on Earth, they should just evolve, or they should get lost. It's basically social Darwinism in Gundam 00.
Jeez. I don't remember that at all.
So So what about you Aeroblip? Is there any series that just offended you with its objectionable content?
Nope.
No?
I can't think of anything. I mean, sure, there's... I mean, I'm turned off by shows. Don't get me wrong. Like, I won't watch everything. And fan service does kind of... Fan service is one thing that kind of turns me off a bit. More or less just because it's not really funny to me. So, you know, I can't think of... I'm trying to think of, like, all the gory shows I've seen, all the racist shows I've seen, all the sexual shows I've seen, and none of them actually really offended me. Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, not even close.
Okay.
But then again, like, maybe it's just me. I'm the kind of guy who lets everyone say the N-word, so... Like, I just don't care.
All right. So getting on to our first viewer question. If there was a series, or if you could continue a series that ended, maybe one season, two season type series, or any series, what would you choose? I'll give you a second to think about it. So I'm trying to think of a series that ended that I would really like to see continued.
Yep, I got something.
Okay, go for it.
I feel like I've said something about this on every show. Idolmaster?
Okay, why?
Seriously?
So choose why. Why Idolmaster? Why? Yeah.
Because it's an awesome show. No, like... so, like, Idolmaster, I feel like I've talked about it so much. Where do I begin? I mean, it's just a great show. Like, you have 13 women who want to become idols, and the way that A1 Pictures just throws money at it, it's kind of impressive. Like, the voice acting cast is not bad. You know, like, the animation is fluid. The stories themselves, if they want to be, they can be deep. And, like, it's one of those things where you don't have to, like, go over the top. You don't need to add more drama. It can just work as, like, a slice of life show, and it can be okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, I'm a fanboy, so I'll take what I can get.
All right.
What is it, one?
Dragle, what about you?
So I was thinking about this really hard, and I was staring at my picture of Pushy Mario. So I think I have to go with Shadow Star Narutaru. I don't know how many people have seen this show. It was 13 episodes. It honestly was not very good, except for the opening song, which is awesome. But I love the manga so much, and I wish they would just go ahead and finish the adapting the whole thing.
Yeah.
Thinking of something that happened in the last couple of years, I think The World God Only Knows ended right before it got really two seasons of that was just barely getting... I mean, you barely start to get into where it gets really good, so there's a whole new there's a whole arc there, the goddess arc, that really got lost that would be great to see animated.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd like...
If they got completely different people to do it. The first two seasons are just so boring for me.
Yeah, so the first two seasons really were, in the manga, were just a setup for the really good stuff. So all they showed you was setup information.
Yeah, I know. I've read manga, and the manga, like, gets better. But the part that was animated wasn't that boring in the manga.
Yeah.
There's something on the adaptation they didn't want, I don't think.
Yeah, I'll give you that. But I think if you're going to adapt something to an anime, I don't think the capturing segments aren't as exciting as what happens later. I think if you're going to
great
things.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
They should have just, like, condensed all of those two seasons into one season. Maybe that would be better.
Yeah, probably would have been.
They should probably skip a lot of characters, too. Because the most important thing is that we touch the Tartar Sucks, right?
True. I guess all they really needed to do was... But the whole point of capturing all those girls is once they start getting the goddess arcs, he has to find out which ones have goddesses in them. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
He had to capture all those girls.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Actually, sorry. Another show I was thinking that I kind of want more of, Spice and Wolf.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good.
Yeah, like, so, I mean, I heard, like, what, the novels are finished, aren't they? That's what I've heard, I'm not sure. But I know that, like, you know, at least, you know, the novels have progressed far enough, so let them bring more of that. I like hearing about mercantilism and romance at the same time.
So is there any series that's still airing that should have been shut off?
Naruto?
Naruto. I think we've talked about this before, where Bleach, when he lost his powers, would have been a great, great point to stop. But they got to go ahead and shove another arc in her face. You know?
Yeah, I could see that.
When he lost his powers and there was that beautiful transition where he's going back to being human, it was great. They really screwed that one over.
But they're still making money, so they of course they have to keep going.
I know. It's a disgrace. Seems to be a lot of, from our viewership, a lot of push behind Railgun. Did either of you guys see Railgun completely?
Yeah, I've seen Railgun. I like
it. Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah. But I don't know exactly how far the manga is, but if they keep doing more of Railgun, I would have no problem. Because, like, the first half was all about the slice of life stuff between the characters, which was fairly amusing. I mean, more Satan, please. And then, like, the second half itself was just about, like, the level zero arc, or the level uppers. So, you know, I heard that was original, but, I mean, if that was original and they did it that well, by all means, I could use some more of that, too. And there's action sequences.
So, Dragal, somebody's recommending more Queen's Blade. What do you think?
I think he's crazy. I don't know that guy.
I have to admit, I've never seen a Queen's Blade episode, so I wouldn't know. If it's anything like Freezing or any of the other
shows. It's a lot better than that. I mean, well, part of it was because I watched it with a group, which makes how terrible it is a lot more fun. But it's, I mean, you could do much worse than Queen's Blade, and I think Freezing did.
Gotcha, yeah, because Freezing was pretty terrible. It wasn't, wasn't all that great.
I finished Queen's Blade. I can't say that of Freezing.
So we're kind of wrapping things up tonight. You guys were tackling these questions without much pause, so we've kind of zipped through. I think our crowd has stopped pounding you guys for stuff. Is there anything else that you guys want to say or maybe backtrack on that we've talked about tonight?
I will never change my avatar. I see Flash is asking about that.
Never change that. That is you, huh?
Yes.
I know. I've locked in Calvin for mine, and I've been told it's a good representation, so I'm going to stick with it.
Yeah, I like it. You have your tongue sticking out. Perfect quiz.
And then
I feel like I need to change mine. I mean, because I had mine before the new Moyashimon came out. So now that Moyashimon's out, my wish has been fulfilled.
So any other thoughts, guys, before we start wrapping things up for the night?
No.
You guys are so low-key. I can't get you guys frustrated or get you guys fired up for anything, can I?
I'm sorry.
Are you trying to get us frustrated?
No.
Say something controversial, and then we'll see what happens.
Say something controversial, right? Oh, what can we say?
You like it. You like Sword Art Online.
Yeah, Sword Art Online is the best thing airing this season. There we go.
I'm so disappointed.
Yeah,
me too.
They're going slice of life. What's funny is they're playing all of the... We can stop on that for a sec. They're playing all of the... what's it called? The side arcs, the side stories that were plugged in after the main story was written, and so they're pulling all those in before they get to the meat of Volume 1. So that's kind of interesting, which is fine if you want to go in a linear fashion.
I feel like they kind of have to. If they try to do it the way the light novels did, which is the unintended way, which is you do the non-linear storyline. When you do the action sequences, I guess there's not much depth in the characters. I mean, because for the more or less, I was following it just because I wanted to know what happened. Like, it was a plot-driven tale.
Yeah.
But then when you throw in the side stories afterwards, you kind of... There are still some action sequences, but there's no tension in it because you know that, in the end, all the characters live.
Yeah, true.
If you know what I'm... So, Like, at least that way, as long as you do, like, a linear storyline, yes, you're kind of tampering with the character development, but at the same time, there's still kind of this mystery of what's going to happen next.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, guys, if there's no more thoughts from you guys, we'll close it up for tonight. I appreciate you guys coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So, to my viewers out in the audience there, thank you for watching. You'll be able to find this show and other past shows at my WordPress site, joeanimated.wordpress.com. There's also a podcast link where you can download the audio as a part of a podcast feed. It's on the right-hand side. And if you're actually interested in coming on, being a part like Draggle and Aeroblip did, you can email me at joeanimated@gmail.com, and I can get you guys hooked up and get you guys online and live with our viewer base. As a quick note, in 2 weeks, the show will not be on. I'll be on vacation with my kids to an amusement park, so next week, and then we'll have a week break. From on behalf of Aeroblip and Draggle, I thank all you guys, and have a good night.
Peace. Thanks. Good night.